Well, of course, I'm very glad to be here. I consider this, and actually Pat and I have both considered this to be our local church for the last 5 years when we're in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. 在过去的五年当中，我和我的妻子真的觉得这个教会就是我们的家。
Now, when we've been in China, which was most of the year, we had a local church there.
当我们在中国的时候，我们也有一个我们属灵的家。
And when I was there, when we were there, always praying for this church, and now still praying for the church in China.
Amen. 当我们在中国的时候，我们就同心合意为这里的教会祷告。当我们现在在这个教会，我们也同心合意在为中国的教会祷告。
And of course, you know there is only one church.
你们都知道，在这地上只有一个教会。
There's not a U.S. church and a Chinese church. There's only one church.
没有任何国家的区分，不管是中国的教会还是美国的教会。
But we meet in different locations.
虽然我们是在不同的地方。
So I'm glad to be here, and I think you should be too.
我很高兴在这里，我相信你们也会非常高兴在这里。
You're in a place where others care about you and want you to have God's best.
你们所在的教会实在是很蒙福的一个教会，这里弟兄姊妹都彼此关心，神的祝福也与你们同在。
Now, last summer I gave a message that was actually on chapter 1 of Romans, the first half.
去年的夏天我曾经有一篇的信息是关于罗马书的前半第一章的前半部分。
And it was called The Power of Love.
是关于神的爱的力量。
And then last Sunday, Pastor Gary gave the message from Romans 8, also about love.
上一个礼拜，赵牧师的信息也谈论到关于神的爱，是在罗马书的第八章。
But some of you may have looked at the passage we're going to talk about today or read through, and which is Romans 1, 18 through 25. And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
今天我们将要一起来看是罗马书的第一章十八节到二十五节。
And you may see in some of your Bibles, you may see a title up there that says God's wrath.
在可能在你们的圣经上面，你们可能看到会有一个标题是讲到神的愤怒。
And so you may be thinking, well, I like the topic of God's love better.
你可能会觉得我还是更喜欢神的爱多一些。
Well, I hope as we read through this and we look at the word, we're going to see the connection, that there is the connection.
我希望随着我们慢慢进入这个神的话，我们能够看到这两者之间的一些联系。
So I've given a very general question as a title today.
今天我想要先用一个问题来开始我的信息。
What's holding back the truth?
是什么压制了真理呢？
And I hope that what we can see from this is that we are really blessed to be exposed to the truth. When you come here to be hearing the truth from Pastor Gary or whoever is up here teaching from his word, that we're hearing the truth.
我希望你们明白的是，我们有机会能够来到神的家中，能够有机会来学习神的话语。不管是我所讲的或是赵牧师所讲的，借着这些信息让我们可以认识神的真理。
Before we get started, let's pray together.
让我们先有一个祷告开始。
Father, we thank you so much for your truth.
父啊，我们为你的真理而感谢你。
We thank you that you have revealed that truth to us and we have easy access to it.
谢谢你把你的真理向我们打开，让我们可以这样简单的进入你的真理。
And I pray as we look at your word today that we will see how the truth blesses us in so many ways.
希望借着我们来读你的话，让我们能够看见你的话实在是在各方各面的祝福我们。
As it reminds us of your wonderful grace and love.
主啊，也提醒我们，主啊，你那美好的恩典。
So pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us now.
主啊，我们祷告你的圣灵从现在就来教导我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we look at that verse 18, let's back up just a couple of verses to verse 16 and 17 of Romans 1. As we talked last time, and I'll just read that. I don't know if you have that up here, but it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith."
Amen. 首先我们像回到罗马书的第一章的十六节十七节，在那里说，我不以神的福音为耻，因那本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，接着是罗马人，因为神的义在这福音上已经显明出来。
That's always stood out to me, this idea of being ashamed of the gospel, as it says in there. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我很惊讶看到圣经上面说，居然以福音会一个人会以福音为耻，我不以福音为耻。
I've shared with you before just a little bit of American history. Our big universities that we have, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, all began as Bible schools.
我曾经跟大家分享过，在美国很多非常有名的大学，他们起头是以圣经的圣经的教导的机构开始的，比如说哈佛大学、普林斯顿大学，还有耶鲁大学。
The entrance into Harvard instead of SATs or GREs or whatever was to know the Bible well.
在那个时代，一个人想要进入哈佛大学，他的要求是必须要非常认识圣经。
And now many will say it's difficult to find believing Christians in the faculty of Harvard.
今天我们甚至是在这些学校的教职工当中，也很难能够发现是有认识圣经的基督徒。
There's a Harvard graduate, I was reading his blog, and he talked about when he was in Harvard that every place he went, there was the seal of Harvard. And it had written on it the Veritas, which is the Latin word for truth.
我读过哈佛大学一个毕业生他所写的一篇文章，他说在哈佛大学里面有很多的标志都曾经提到了关于真理的事情。
And he wanted to look into this a little more. Where did this seal come from? And was quite surprised to find that originally it said "Truth for Christ and the Church."
所以呢，他想要很想要明白这个标题到这个印记到底是什么，但是最终他发现，其实在哈佛大学最起初是关于神和教会的真理。
That had long been changed.
但是这个却在今天却已经被改变了。
And why the change?
为什么会被改变呢？
So today we want to talk about this one overall question, but also want to start with what is God's wrath? Secondly, what is holding back the truth? Third, who is holding back the truth? Fourthly, what are the symptoms of holding back the truth? And last, what are the results of holding back the truth? Want to see my notes?
No. 今天我想要跟大家一起来谈一下，什么是神的愤怒，什么是压制真理，到底是哪一些东西压制真理，抑制真理有哪一些的后果呢？
If you didn't get all of that, that's what we're going to go through, so it'll be fine. Okay, let's turn our Bibles then to Romans 1, 18 through 25.
让我们一起来看罗马书第一章十八节到二十五节。
And I'll just let you read that in Chinese. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, you do.
罗马书一章第十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但是借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像， 仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式，所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。
Okay, let's go first. What is God's wrath?
首先让我们来看什么是神的愤怒。
Well, verse 18 says, it's revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
一章十八节说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上。
Now, some think it's the opposite of God's love. That's not true.
有人以为神的愤怒是与神的爱相对的，背对的。
It's his personal anger against sin.
其实神的愤怒是神对于罪，他所有的愤怒。
His opposition to anything that's contrary to his natural absolute love.
也是对于他的本性，他的本性就是那绝对的爱的。敌对的。
Of course, God's love is freely given to the world, and we see that on the cross, Jesus on the cross.
今天借着主耶稣在十字架上为我们的受死，我们看见神的爱白白的赐给了我们。
So it opposes any disregard of His goodness, His love, and injustice toward men, toward other men. Okay. I'll repeat that. It opposes anything contrary to his natural goodness and injustice toward men.
Okay, 所以神的愤怒是与他的公义是与他的。
Now we admire rulers that protect us, that oppose all crime that would hurt us. We certainly say that's good. I would say we think it's natural to understand how a good ruler would oppose anything that hurts us.
Okay, 对于我们来说，我们觉得作为一个统治者，他能够采取各样的措施来挽救、来保护他的百姓是正确的。
So God's wrath opposes anything, any sin that would threaten His love, us.
Okay, 神之所以愤怒，是因为他实在是不喜欢看到任何对于可以会伤害我们的罪恶的事情。
Now let's say what God's wrath is not. It's not a loss of self-control.
神的愤怒并不是他失去了自我的控制。
It's not selfishly losing his temper.
也不是自私的发脾气。
You see, sin doesn't hurt him, but does it hurt us? Yes.
罪恶并不伤害他。但是却伤害我们每一个人。
And that's why God hates it so much.
那就是为什么这就是为什么神厌恶罪恶。
What does wrath look like?
神的愤怒是什么样子呢？
Well, different times in the Bible, we can see that it's a definite punishment.
借着圣经，我们可以看到神的愤怒是与惩罚。
It can be His allowing evil to cause misery.
甚至是神会许可邪恶的事情来为把灾难带给人。
Can be the strong conviction like Saul had in his dreams.
甚至会像扫罗在他的梦里面所发生的那些可怖的事情。
Or can be as we'll go on to see here, him taking away his restraint from sin.
或者是说他就任凭我们犯罪。
So that brings us to the second question. What is holding back the truth?
所以我们来到第二个问题，是什么东西抑制真理呢？
Now, we can say that a couple of ways. What is holding back the truth? Or what is holding back the truth? Okay? You see the difference? See, we have tones in our English too. But let's say, what is holding back the truth?
Okay. 是什么抑制真理呢？
It says here the unrighteousness of men. Okay. So it's that sin.
在这里一章十八节说是那些以行不义阻挡真理的人，所以是罪恶阻挡真理。
And let's just have a basic general understanding of the truth it's talking about, the truth of the goodness and love of God.
Okay, 让我们来看一看什么是真理，什么是关于神的爱的真理。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians 2:11.
Okay, 让我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十一节。故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
And if you've got your Bible, go ahead and read 12 there, for those of you that have your Bible with you. What this tells us is in the end days, and none of us know when those end days are or will be, but there'll be much deception from unrighteousness.
Okay. 在这个世代的末了，我们借着圣经可以知道，在这个世代有很多人信从虚谎的事情。
Sin will be loved instead of God.
人们会喜爱犯罪胜过爱神。
It kind of sounds like in Judges when we're talking about, or maybe it was Isaiah, that everybody called good bad and bad good, just the opposite.
就像在圣经旧约里面所提到那样，人会以丑为美，以恶为善。
You see, you can't love sin and love God at the same time. It just doesn't work.
我们不能够既爱神又爱罪恶的事情。
Now one day, truth will destroy, God's truth will destroy all sin.
有一天，神的真理，神的真实会摧毁所有的罪恶。
But for now, this unrighteousness is still suppressing or holding back the truth.
但是今天这些不义仍然是阻挡甚至是压制真理。
And somebody may say, well, how am I supposed to know the truth?
Okay. 可能有人会问，那我怎么才能够认识真理呢？
This is usually a good excuse that some people use.
很多人用这样的借口不愿意认识神。
And the scripture says God has known, we have known God's creation since the beginning of time, and His truth is not hidden.
Okay. 罗马书一章二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明知的，我们都看见了。
We've known of the power and the nature of goodness revealed through His creation.
Okay. 借着神所创造的万物，神的大能和他的神性能够叫人知道。
And the universe exhibits His almighty power. We say that in the Apostles' Creed, Father, Almighty Creator.
在甚至在使徒的信经里面，我们也提到，借着神所创造的宇宙万物，能够叫人晓得他的大能是无可推诿的。
And let's see if we could turn back to 19:1, Psalm 19:1.
Okay. 在诗篇的十九章一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Okay. So it says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Now it's not saying that everything can be known about God, but enough to remove this excuse.I didn't know about God.
Okay. 我并不是说借着并不是说每个人都可以这样认识神。但是借着神所创造的万物可以叫我们知道神。
The natural world bears witness to His beauty, complexity, design. So we're without excuse.
我们之所以无可推诿，是因为神所创造的大自然这万物叫我们看到神他创造中的精巧，他的设计。
And then for all of us from 2,000 years on, 2,000 years ago on, have the New Testament.
对于我们今天的你我，我们每一个人，2000年前在新约开始的时候。
Let's look at John 18:37.
Okay, 我们一起来看约翰福音18章37节。Okay, 比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Jesus came as truth in fullness.
主耶稣他来到世间，是为真理做见证。
Still others may say, but that's not my truth. Have you heard that before? That's not my truth.
可能有人会说，主耶稣来到世上跟我有什么关系？
That's what we call postmodern truth. But wait a minute, how can it be true if I don't believe in truth? And that is the postmodern view. There is no absolute truth. Truly, there is no absolute truth.
今天对于很多人来说，这样的话被称作后现代的真理，那就是没有真理。
And I find it kind of interesting, for many years now, there's been a big push to get rid of the Ten Commandments, whether they be in schools or a courthouse.
很多年以来，很多人都试图要让十诫能够离开他们的生活。
People might think they have to live that way.
可能有人觉得他们就是要这样过生活。
I mean, wouldn't it be terrible if we loved God and loved others as ourselves?
难道我们不是这样既爱神也爱人如己吗？
That's the summary of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, 那就是十诫的总结。
Now, there are some people that under cults that want to know the truth, I think, or would like to know the truth, perhaps.
今天在很多异端甚至邪教的团体当中，其实也还是有人他们想要认识真理。
But their leaders don't want them to know the truth.
但是他们的宗教领袖可能并不愿意让他们知道真理。
And so we need to, when we have a chance, to make sure that we can share God's truth with them.
所以我们一旦有机会，就需要把我们所认识的真理向他们分享。
But let's not think that we're all just victims of that.
他们其实不仅不只是这些异教邪教的受害者。
I used to go out to a facility here in town, Logan River Academy. It's a home for young people that are away from home, that maybe have gotten in trouble.
在以前在 Logan 在这里有一个地方，我常常去的一个地方是很多小孩子他们离家出走。
And they used to maybe give me a little bit of a hard time because they said, do you believe everything in the Bible is true? I said, yes, guilty. Okay. They thought I believed everything in the Bible was true.
Okay, 他们觉得我相信每一件在圣经上所讲的事情都是对的。
And so I asked them a question, okay, if there is a truth, would you want to know it?
我问这些无家可归的小孩，我问他们说，如果真的是有这样的一个真理，你们想要认识吗？
And they were very honest. They said, no, not if it would make me change what I like doing.
Okay. 但是他们说，不，如果这个真理是想让我不能做我所喜欢的事情，那我宁肯不要。
I really had to commend them for their honesty.
Okay. 我为他们的这样的坦率觉得无话可说。
Now, I don't want to throw any curves here. Blaise Pascal. Blaise Pascal is the name. He was a very famous mathematician, physicist, Christian philosopher.
Blaise Pascal, 他是非常有名的，在16世纪法国非常有名的哲学家、神学家，还有数学家。
He said we're all born with a certain hole in our heart.
他说我们每一个人生来在我们的心中都有这样的一个空洞。
And we try to see, let's see, will this fit? My wife or my girlfriend or my job, will this fit? Will this be the thing that fits my heart?
我们试着用我们人生当中的许多事情、人事物来填满这个空洞。它可以是我的工作，可以是我的丈夫，它也可以是我的享乐，试着来填满我们心中所有的这样的一个空虚。
But it's really only God and His truth that fits there.
但是只有神和他的真理才能够真正的使我们得满足。
He also said many hate religion because they're afraid it may be true.
他也提到很多人憎恨宗教，真正的原因是因为他们担心宗教是真实的。
Francis Collins, who was the director of the Human Genome Project.
Francis Collins 他是在美国很有名的一个遗传学的学家，他也是今天美国 NIH 的 director， 是美国最大的国家卫生院的院长。
Some of you in the biological sciences may know he was a geneticist.
有一些人你们是学生物遗传学的就知道他是一个非常有名的遗传学家。
And I'm reading a book of his called The Language of God.
他写过一本书叫做《神的语言》。
He talks about in growing up and his time at the university, whenever the subject of God came up, he says, I don't know.
他提到在他成长的过程里面，每一次关于神的话题被挑出来的时候，他总是说，我不知道任何的事情。
And after reading C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity,
在读过 C.S. Lewis 写过非常有名的一本书叫做完全的基督徒之后，
He realized he just didn't want to know.
他Francis Collins 他才意识到其实他只是不想要知道真理。
C.S. Lewis called this willingness blindness. Willing blindness, yeah.
Okay. C.S. Lewis 称这样的叫做有意的忽略。
So he found that he was actually avoiding the truth so that he didn't have to be answerable to a higher authority.
所以这位遗传学家他发现他其实是有意的忽略真理，好叫他自己有借口不用来寻求这一位有绝对主权的超过人类的这一位主。
Now the Bible says we don't have to look there right now, but in Romans 3:11 says no one really seeks God.And I think what it's meaning is until he seeks us first.
在罗马书第三章那里说，没有人寻求神，其实是神先来寻找我们每一个人。
That was certainly true for me as a young man, and I would imagine it's been true for many of you others too.
这对我来说是真实的，我相信对我们当中很多的人，这句话也是真实的，是神先找到我们。
So we don't all want to look just at others, but let's ask this question, who is holding back?
让我们来问这样一个问题，是谁在压制真理呢？
Who aggressively rejects the truth?
是谁频繁地拒绝真理呢？
Well, in this passage, it says those who are claiming to be wise and have become fools.
在罗马书一章二十二节说，那些自称为聪明的
verse 22
一章二十二节，那些自称为聪明的反成了愚拙。
Now we don't want to get too confused with the idea of a fool. It's not somebody with a low IQ.
圣经这里讲到的愚拙并不是说智商上有问题的人。
And Psalm 14:1 it says the fool has said there's no God.
在诗篇十四篇那里说，愚顽人说，愚顽人心里说，没有神。
So what kind of people really reject or hold back the truth?
所以到底是什么样的人，他们是抑制真理的人呢？
Some oppose the truth because it takes away from their power that they've worked so hard for to have wealth and power.
Okay. 有一些人他拒绝真理是因为他可能觉得真理会把他多年辛苦所积得的权力或者是影响力都带走。
But I can tell you, in contrast, there's some very wealthy people that have much prospered the gospel. So it's not the money.
Okay. 但是我想要告诉你是，很多事业上成功的人，其实他们也是竭力传扬福音的人。所以抑制真理跟钱没有关系。
And some resist the truth that would have them to abandon the sins they love. And ask for forgiveness.
有些人他拒绝真理是因为他不得不离开他所喜爱的罪。
Still some decide to live in truth, resist the gospel, and aggressively prevent others from knowing the gospel.
甚至有一些人他们不只是自己拒绝神，拒绝真理，不接受真理，而且他们会阻拦别人来接受福音。
So that brings our next question. What are the symptoms of somebody that's suppressing or holding back the truth?
所以我们来到我的下一个问题。当一个人他压制、他拒绝福音的时候，会有哪一些迹象呢？
Men forget the one they're unwilling to give thanks to. It's very easy to forget somebody that you don't even want to think about thanking.
其中一个迹象就是不愿意把感谢归给神。
It's our natural pride, our focus on ourselves.
它的源头是因为我们这个人我们生来所有的骄傲。
But all the way back to the beginning in Genesis, the root sin is to deny God's goodness.
但是当我们回到圣经，从创世纪开始，罪恶的根源是来自于不愿意承认神的荣耀。
And to deny giving him glory.
不愿意把荣耀归给他。
I've had more than one person tell me, I'm not going to give glory to some egotistical God that wants my glory.
我有遇见不止一个人告诉我说，我绝对不会把荣耀归给一个我看不见而且不认识的神。
Well, giving glory to God does not build up his ego, since he doesn't have one.
把荣耀归给神并不会让他自大。
We're the ones stuck with that, the ego.
但是我们却是真正自大的人。
The truth is to give God glory, but not to men.
真理就是把荣耀归给神，而不是归给人。
Saul, the first king of Israel, started out wanting to serve others.
以色列人的第一个国王扫罗，他刚开始的时候是把荣耀归给神，他也愿意服侍人。
But in the end, as the glory of a king, he just wanted to serve himself.
但是当到最终他享受了君王的荣耀的时候，他就不愿意再荣耀神。
Okay, so let's wrap it up kind of with the results of holding back the truth.
所以当我们抑制真理的时候，会有什么样的后果呢？
And here it says, given up, they were given up to the lust of their hearts.
在这里一章二十四节，所以神任凭他们宠着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
Unless we accept the truth, we're going to serve ourselves rather than God.
我们若不接受真理，我们必然是宠着我们心里的情欲去行各样的事。
But if we continue to reject God's truth, it can drive us farther and farther away from the truth.
如果我们持续地拒绝神的真理，我们这个人就会被带得越来越远。
Now these wise ones that Paul is talking about, remember this is to the Romans, and the intellectuals thought they were very wise.
要记得保罗写这本罗马书，他的对象是非常智慧的罗马人。
But very foolish. How foolish is it to glorify the creature and take the glory from the creator?
但是他们却是极其愚拙的，因为他们将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
To exchange God worship for idol worship of something that you've made.
他们把神的荣耀换成了偶像的荣耀，甚至是他们手所造的那些偶像。
Let's look at Isaiah 44, 14 through 17.
Okay, 让我们一起来看以赛亚书44章14节到17节。他砍伐香柏树，又取榨树和橡树，在树林中选定了一棵，他栽种松树，得与长养。这树仍可以烧火，他自己取些烤火，又烧着烤饼，而且做神像跪拜，做雕刻的偶像向他跪拜。他把一分烧在火中，把一份烤肉吃饱，自己烤火说，啊哈，我暖和了，我见火了。他用剩下的做了一神，就是雕刻的偶像，他向这偶像伏伏叩拜，祷告他说，求你拯救我，因你是我的神。
How wise is that? Cut down a tree.
我们可以看到这个人实在是精明，他砍了一棵树。
Warm yourself, maybe cook something.
他用这棵树来取火，来做饭。
And then make yourself a nice little god from the rest of it.
然后用剩下的为自己造了一个可以救自己的神。
Well, you say that was a long time ago. We've come a long way since then.
你可能说，这是几千年之前的历史了，跟我没有关系。
Is that true?
是真的吗？
We have more knowledge, but is that wisdom?
我们今天有很多的知识，但那是真正的智慧吗？
It's interesting, as I was preparing for this this passage, I was hearing a lot of messages kind of on the same subject.
今天当我来预备这篇信息的时候，我听到了很多跟前面这个原则一样的事情。
One pastor talking about, I thought I would never see the day, that was his title.
有一个牧师说，我希望我永远不会看见这一天。
When the atheists were so angry, so aggressive, so nasty.
当那些无神论者非常的非常的愤怒，非常非常的叫嚣的时候。
Doug Wilson, no relation, although he is the son of somebody that used to be my pastor 30 some years ago. Matt was even dedicated in his church. but he's a well-known apologist. He defends the faith.
Doug Wilson, 他是一个非常有名的护教者。
And he's debated many atheists.
他和很多的无神论者辩论。
And he said there's two things about the really strong atheist.
他说有两点是非常坚定的无神论者他们所有的特点。
One is they don't believe in God.
一是他们不相信有神。
And the second is they hate him.
第二是他们恨神。
And that comes out as if you listen to some of these discussions.
当你听到无神论者的辩论的时候，你会明白这些事情。
Well, this sin of idolatry is in some ways its own punishment for our sin of rejecting the truth.
我们为自己雕刻偶像，就是我们自己拒绝真理的结果。
Now, our modern idols are a little more mental than physical.
今天在我们这个时代，我们的偶像可能不再只是外面的，可能是在我们心中的。
And they can be good things. They can be education, work, money, family.
它可以是很好的事情，甚至它可以是我们的工作，是我们的教育，甚至是我们的家庭。
But those things don't deserve our heartfelt thanks and glory as that should be given to God.
这些事情可以是我们的需要，但是他们没有办法可以成为我们把荣耀归给的对象。
So let's conclude and say, is there hope for men?
所以当我们来结束的时候，我们说人有盼望吗？
Of course, in the Romans 1:16 and 17, where it talks about the power of the gospel for salvation to everyone who believes.
是的，人是有盼望的。罗马书一章十六节说，这个福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
Now, just so we don't think, well, but you don't know how this person's been raised or so forth.
可能我们并不知道一个人是如何成长的。
A very infamous atheist, Christopher Hitchens.
可能是无神论者，或者是憎恨基督徒的。
Always said the way he grew up caused him to feel this way.
可能他一直成长的过程让他有这样的想法。
But his brother is a very strong believer.
但是我认识的这个人是一个他的哥哥或者是他弟弟是很信的基督徒。
So I don't know. I don't ever want to say, oh, this person is beyond God's reach. That's totally up to God. I just want to share God's truth.
所以我们永远不知道神会做怎样奇妙的事情。我们需要做的就是分享神的福音。
But let's wrap it up, or let's conclude with what's probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16.
Okay. 让我们来到圣经上最有名的一句话，是在约翰福音三章十六节。
And yes, we have 17 and 18. Good.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，或作审判世人，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的命。
And I say very well known, certainly verse 16, and perhaps 17.
我们知道三章十六十七节是非常有名的。
Because it talks about God's love for the world, that no one should perish. God didn't come, Jesus didn't come to condemn us.
因为他在这里告诉我们神的爱，神不愿意任何一个人灭亡，并且派差遣他的儿子来到这个世上。
But let's notice what verse 18 says.
但是我们不要忘了，十八节也告诉我们。
Just read that one more time,
okay.
please.
信他的人不被定罪，但不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的命。
That often gets left out, and I don't want to do that.
很多人都把常常把十八节忘记了。
The thing that condemns us today for eternal separation from God is to reject Jesus.
今天叫我们与神永远隔绝的不是我们的罪，乃是我们的不信。
The one who died to forgive our sins and rose again to give us eternal life.
今天主耶稣他为我们的罪死了，并且他复活了，为了赐给我们永远的生命。
And if I were to say a very, very, very basic definition of the truth we're talking about, it is Jesus. He is the truth.
所以其实真正的真理，我今天所讲的只有一点，就是真理，就是主耶稣。
So we certainly want to share the truth with everybody we know and love. We want them to have the truth.
今天我们真的是很愿意把我们所知道的这一个真理，我们的主，跟所有的人分享。
And I think Pastor Gary has been in his previous messages leading in this way so that we know we want this truth for not only here, outside the walls, the community. We want to share that truth.
而且我相信我们的赵牧师也一直在领导我们认识这样的真理，把我们的这一位主能够向我们身边的朋友，我们的社区，我们周围的人来分享。
Well, let's close in prayer and thank God that we're able to hear the truth today, not my truth, but His truth, and we're able to give Him the glory.
让我们最后以一个祷告结束，把我们的荣耀归给他，不是来认识我们自己的真理，乃是认识神的真理。Amen.
Father, we just want to just take a moment to give you great thanks.
父啊，我们愿意用这个时间把我们的感谢归给你。
Great thanks for your incredible love for us.
非常感谢你，让我们你这让我们无法想象的爱。
Especially in the way that you sent your son to die for our sins.
特别是你差遣你的儿子来到世上为我们的罪死了。
You came to earth and you dwelt among us and yet nobody paid much attention to you.
主啊，你来到地上，你住在我们的中间，但似乎没有人愿意来注视你。
But many years later, we greatly benefit from that truth.
主啊，但是两千年以后，我们实在是因为你的到来，主啊，我们蒙福。
As we believe that, you've given us eternal life.
并且我们相信，你把那永远的生命赐给了我们。
And so we thank you for that goodness, that love that you've given us.
主啊，谢谢你把这样的爱，这样的美善赐给我们。
And we pray that we would just share that naturally with others.
主啊，我们祷告，我们就很自然地能够把这个福音传给别人。
And we also pray that we would do nothing to hold back that truth.
主啊，我们也为自己祷告，愿意我们不是那个抑制真理的人。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.